Earlier this year, the mayor of Ithaca proposed opening a supervised injection site. That's a place where people could inject heroin more safely. To find out more about that idea, we go across the continent to Vancouver, Canada, the city with the first legal supervised injection site in North America. It's called InSite, and despite many attempts to shut it down, it's now in its 13th year of operation. Supporters say it has saved thousands of lives and opened the door to health care and safety for the city's most vulnerable people. Reporter Pamela Post has more.
It's the last Wednesday of the month in the downtown east side of Vancouver, the day when thousands of people living on the margins in this community get their monthly social assistance checks. The streets are full of activity, much of it drug-related. 38-year-old Kelly Lubers has just used the clean and clinical facilities at InSite to inject her daily dose of speed and heroin. She's not after a high, she says, just a maintenance dose to keep her from getting sick from withdrawal. She's sitting on a bench in a community garden next to the InSite building. She tells me about the time she overdosed on the potent synthetic opioid fentanyl and how the nurses at InSite saved her life.
I seized a seizure and dropped dead, I guess. And if it wasn't for InSite, I'd be dead.
She's here in the toughest section of the downtown east side, the poorest urban area in Canada, in the heart of one of the country's richest cities. Kelly is one of an estimated 5,000 IV drug users here. Operators of InSite say there will almost certainly be overdoses here today, but no one will die because they're injecting under the watchful eyes of medical staff. Kelly Luber says her drug consumption levels have gone down dramatically since she started coming to InSite 5 years ago.
I can actually say a couple of the nurses are my real friends. They're not just doing their job and amusing me. They actually consider themselves my friend. That means a lot to somebody that's an addict and that gets judged constantly and looked down at constantly.
InSite sees between 800 and 1,200 people a day for injection.
Dr. Christy Sutherland is in her downtown Eastside medical office. Her sweatshirt has an image of a hypodermic needle. The caption reads, InSite saves lives. Sutherland is the primary care physician here.
There's never been a death at InSite, but there's been countless overdoses. And each of these overdoses has been intervened quite quickly with a nurse, and so the person's life has been saved.
And dozens of articles and studies in peer-reviewed medical journals back her up. So do local public health officials and the Vancouver police. But skepticism remains. The mayor of Surrey, a sprawling municipality next door, has her reservations about calls for a supervised injection site in her city. In a recent radio interview, Linda Heppner says she wants more proof the sites actually help people get off drugs.
I have no data around how those injection sites have really moved people off narcotics and into a safer lifestyle.
But Dr. Sutherland says supervised injection sites save lives, reduce transmission of HIV, Hep C, and bring people to treatment. But what about the community? On the streets outside InSite on check day, there was a lot of drug use, police presence, and chaos.
Basically what you see, you know, is kind of an open drug trade. And some people using in the alleys, but still there's mayhem. So some people could go down there and go, you know what, it's still a zoo down here. Mm-hmm. So what is InSite doing?
We know that InSite has not increased drug trafficking and it has not increased the amount of drug use in the downtown east side. And I think people mistakenly think that when they see chaos, that InSite or often social housing gets blamed on it, whereas that chaos was there and that suffering was there, and that our job is to create a safe space to bring it indoors.
With the current opioid crisis in North America, there's an urgency to find solutions. Many towns and cities are looking to the InSite model. Even Mayor Heppner is now rethinking her skepticism after a recent spate of overdoses in her community. In addition to InSite, there's a residential detox facility on the second floor. Hundreds of injection drug users every year ask for and get treatment for their addiction just upstairs. Kelly Lubers is hoping to be one of them.
I'm supposed to go into detox next week. I'm not sure if it'll happen. I'm going to pray all week to God that He gives me the strength to do it because I finally feel like I can start my life again.
InSite has managed to keep its doors open since 2003, despite years of opposition from Canada's former Conservative government. A new Liberal government under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has lauded InSite and its work. But despite Vancouver's experience, supervised injection sites remain a political hot potato. Federal law currently requires extensive legal proof of community support before any new site in Canada can open its doors. In spite of its vocal support, the Trudeau government has so far refused calls to remove those hurdles. In Vancouver, I'm Pamela Post for WRVO News.